State Department of Land and Natural Resources Director William Isla says federal sequestration so far will cut nearly $500,000 from its forestry, wildlife, and aquatic divisions. Isla says the department can live with most of the cuts, but will be asking the legislature for state funds for marine resource positions.
The humpback whale national marine sanctuary co-manager position, and then the Papahanaumokuakea permit coordinator's position. The majority of the monument and the sanctuary is within state waters, and we have a duty and a responsibility to do our share to protect these state properties.
Isla says the two state positions are required to co-manage the sanctuary and monument with federal counterparts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. But Senate Water and Land Committee Chair Malama Solomon says federal funding comes with conditions and mandates which are eroding the state's jurisdictional authority.
In the 80s, during the Ariyoshi administration, we had approximately 1,000 whales. You know, now we're up to 15,000. You know, now we're having boat accidents, which we never experienced before. So when I got into this dialogue with NOAA, you know, their whole mana'oa is this, is that our kuleana is the whale. Well, you know, our kuleana as the Water Land Committee is public safety of people.
Solomon says the state needs to change the way it's doing business with the federal government and must also preserve the hunting and gathering rights of Native Hawaiians guaranteed by the state constitution. House Ocean, Marine Resources, and Hawaiian Affairs Committee Chair Faye Hanohano was part of a legislative contingent that visited Niihau last week. Hanohano says outsiders are taking ocean resources from the privately owned island run by the Robinson family.
The people there are very simple. They make best uses of their resources, whether it's the fishes, the limu, their animals that they have to eat, and that's all the food that they have. So for people to go in there is an invasion of their home privacy, and this type of behavior needs to be stopped.
Senator Laura Thielen, a former DLNR director, says the state's marine co-management positions are important, and she was pleased to find out that DLNR plans to co-locate both state-funded positions for closer coordination.
The humpback whale sanctuary was set up in the chair's office, and then for whatever reason, when they set up the Papahanaumokuakea monument, the co-manager was in the Division of Aquatic Resources. So it's very important that they be working closely together.
Thielen says the position alignment will allow the state and federal agencies to work toward shared goals. Senator Solomon says the legislature might propose policy changes to enable the state to manage its own ocean resources.
It's our kuleana to manage the 3 million acres of water that sit in all of our channels. Until this great state decides, hey, let the federal government manage it, okay, we're in a different time and space. But this great state hasn't said it. The people of this state say no.
Meanwhile, the state legislature last session appropriated $15 million for state departments like DLNR to address short-term sequestration economic impacts. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.